Welcome to Church Online today, as we gather together as a community of hope. My name is Lynn, I'm the minister at Adelaide West, and I'll be sharing with you today. Every week, we light a candle. We do this to remember the presence of Christ as we meet, and also as you do this at home, it's a tangible symbol of us worshipping together. In our community life, we've been collecting items for a school in Waterloo in Sierra Leone for a container, a shipping container that Beatrice is sending over. Beatrice attends our 11 a.m. in-person service. And together we've given and collected tables and chairs, old computer equipment, books, sewing machines, and many, many bags of material and threads. Thank you for your donations. The container will be going at the end of January, so if you'd like to contribute goods or donate towards the shipping costs, please contact us. What a joy to be able to do this together. And it's a joy to worship our God together. Sing praise and thanksgiving. Oh, praise to the Almighty. Sing praise to our God.
Reading from John chapter 1, verses 43 to 51. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, "Follow me." Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law, and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" Nathanael asked. "Come and see," said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him, "Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit." "How do you know me?" Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, "I saw you while you were still under the fig tree, before Philip called you." Then Nathanael declared, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus said, "You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that." He then added, "Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
It's so easy to be cynical I try not to be, but somehow it just happens. But as a minister, I should be more hopeful and positive, see the good in the world and in people. And yet there are times, moments of cynicism. Do you find that? It's easy to be cynical about politics, political ads, the media, large corporations, oil companies, fast fashion, food wastage, people's commitment to recycling, and I could go on and on, like the song that never ends, perhaps cynical in itself. Last week we explored how words matter. They can heal or harm, bring hope or create chaos. They can be positive, negative, or cynical. Barack Obama spoke about cynicism regarding politics to a bunch of journalism students in a 10-minute response to a single question. He said this, "It's hard to get good stories placed, very easy to get people's stuff-ups in the news, but not the things we do together that actually work. There can be 2 million good stories, but one stuff-up makes the front-line news." The media has this appetite for bad news, negative news. Perhaps we, as the consumer, feed this. Perhaps at our core, there's a lot of cynicism. Cynicism is the inclination to believe that people are motivated purely by self-interest. We don't start this way. We often start quite idealistic. Remember being asked what you want to do when you left high school? Or for those of us still at high school, when you finish primary school. Becoming cynical wasn't on the list. Experience is a hard teacher. Life does not always meet our expectations, and we find ourselves revising our expectations down. Today we meet Nathaniel, and he comes across as a bit of a cynic. It's a simple story, really. Jesus goes to Galilee and finds Philip. Tells him to follow him. Philip finds Nathaniel, and with enthusiasm and excitement, he shares the good news that he can't keep to himself. He tells Nathaniel he's found the one that Moses wrote about, Jesus of Nazareth. Nathaniel is skeptical. Can any good come out of Nazareth? Philip simply tells him, "Come and see." Jesus spots Nathaniel under a fig tree, recognizes him as a good man. Nathaniel acknowledges Jesus as the Son of God, and then Nathaniel disappears after this story. We don't hear about him again. But Nathaniel's skepticism was founded. We don't know a lot about Nazareth at the time, but believe it was only a small village, 200 to 400 people. It was nowhere special, probably quite insignificant, and it certainly wasn't expected to produce a Messiah. So Nathaniel's cynical "so what" is totally believable. But then Nathaniel comes face to face with Jesus Christ. And due to that personal encounter, his perspective changes, and it changes dramatically. After this encounter, Christ promises Nathaniel greater insight than he had ever dreamed. I wonder about the facial expression Nathaniel had when he responded to Philip to go along with his cynical sneer. Can anything good come from Nazareth? And I wonder if the church has the same problem. You know, because the church is full of those of us sure of ourselves. We may even get to the point where we believe very little that we're told. We sit back under the fig tree with a sneer of a Nathaniel, and we ask, can anything good come from such and such a church? Can anything good come from our youth group? Can anything good come from that group in our church? Or from another group with a different theology to ours, or singing different songs to us, using different liturgy. People come in and out of the doors of the church with a critical eye. You know, skepticism is not a modern virtue. Doubting Thomases have always been around. By nature, we don't want to be led. We don't want others to lead us. We want to lead. Because as we know, as we're well aware, we believe what's right. We worship in the right way. Our songs are better. The songs that the others sing are simply annoying. The liturgy, not appropriate. And so our cynicism leads to arrogance. But in the church, it's imperative that we have followers and not just leaders. In fact, it's imperative for all of us to be followers. Philip followed Jesus, and Nathanael learnt this. He was skeptical at first, but he was transformed. He became a follower because Philip invited him with come and see, and he had this personal encounter with Jesus. Sometimes we can only utter the words come and see. We can't explain what it is that we're seeing. We can't explain a sunset, so we send a photo. We can't explain what we're seeing on the news, so we say come and see. Like last week, we were watching those unbelievable scenes from America. You can't explain that to someone else. It's simpler to say, you have to come and see this. There are times when what we experience is so powerful or moving that we find it hard to explain to others. And hence we want others to see it for themselves so they can experience it for themselves. The same with the call of God. It's a life-changing experience and we can't explain it. And so we tell others, come and see. We all need to hear that invitation to come and see. We're invited to be come and see people, to go and see how things really are. There's a reminder of how unreliable my own thoughts and feelings can be, like Nathanael, my inner cynic. And in this world of fake news and scams, we have many cynics. We also have many skeptical about the gospel. When Nathanael tries to argue with Philip, Philip doesn't argue with him. He simply says, come and see. It's like he's saying, all right, find out for yourself. Geoffrey Blainey is an Australian historian academic, and he wrote the book A Short History of Christianity. Not that it was that short. It was a secular book, and it opens with these words. Of all the known people of the world, living or dead, Jesus is the most influential. And a few sentences later, his influence on human history has been profound. And this is pretty much a secular book. That's what happens when people come and see. This story is all dialogue, and we as the readers become participants and the audience in the drama of discipleship. We ponder, come and see for ourselves. We can learn everything we can about this man, Jesus of Nazareth. We can read books about him, watch sermons online, but we can't become authentic followers of Jesus unless we go and see Jesus. Unless we experience who he is for ourselves, a personal encounter. And we are known by Jesus. Just as Jesus spotted Nathanael under a fig tree, a term used for when people were reading the scriptures. And then like Nathanael, we move from skepticism to bold confession, even Christological confession. What marked Nathanael as a disciple is that he knows who Jesus is. He sees that the man from Nazareth is in fact the Son of God. Nathanael's declaration places him in the company of those who share in the confession, we have seen his glory, as John wrote in earlier verses in this chapter. So what do we take from this? The gospel, the good news of Jesus, is for all, including cynics. Hope is present for all of us in Jesus. Some of us follow readily, like Philip. Jesus says, follow me, and he does. And immediately he goes to share the good news with his friend Nathanael with joy and enthusiasm. If we are the cynics, hear the invitation. Come and see Jesus. Jesus didn't admonish Nathanael for his doubt. For his cynicism, he welcomed him. If others are the cynics, we say, come and see Jesus. Philip could physically take Nathanael to the God in flesh Jesus, but we too can take others to see God at work, the presence of the Holy Spirit in this world, to where we experience Jesus in our lives. It could be in creation, in a tiny flower, in the clouds, in a sunset, the joy of a puppy, or in the kindness of another person, the smile of a baby. Those places where we know joy that can only come from God. And also in the invitation to experience the community of God that is church. Come and see. We invite to experience worship, to experience the richness of the scriptures, to experience a personal encounter with Jesus. Sometimes we may be like Philip, and sometimes, if we're honest, we're more Nathanael, and that's okay. The words come and see are both an invitation and a challenge to us. These words are for us to come and see Jesus and for us to extend to others. Come and see Jesus. The gospel, the good news of Jesus, is for all, including cynics. That is good news in a cynical world. Cynicism melts under the relentless hope of the gospel. Come. Come and see.
Lord, I come to you. Let my heart be changed. Renew, flowing from the grace that I found in you. Lord, I've come to know the weaknesses I see in me will be stripped away. Spirit leads me on in the power of
Let's pray together. Loving God, we give you thanks for your hope, the hope of the gospel that melts cynicism. Thank you that the good news of Jesus is for all. Thank you for the privilege of serving you, knowing you, and being known by you, being loved by you, being called by you. Forgive us, Lord Jesus, for when we allow cynicism to overrule. For those times that we're not positive with others, when we don't say, come and see. Thank you that all those times and all our sins are forgiven through your death on the cross, so that we can now be free. Holy Spirit, help us to come and see. To come and see Jesus at work, God at work in the world. And also to extend the invitation to others to come and see. Hold us close, we pray. We pray that your love would surround us and bring us near and draw us to your side as we journey with you each day. And loving God, we pray for others. We pray for your world. May all that is divided by doctrine or politics, class or nationality, be united in your praise. We pray for a peaceful world where children grow up without fear, where security rests on trust rather than threats. And where nations fight against poverty rather than against each other. Lord Jesus, we pray for all in authority, for those who lead us, they may establish right priorities and that by your wisdom and their vision, the world may reflect your kingdom. Healing God, we pray for those who are ill and suffering, for all who are worried, for those who are grieving or experiencing trauma, and for a world gripped by the repercussions of a pandemic. Lord, we pray that we may all know the power of Christ to sustain us, and the love of friends near and distant to support us. You know our greatest fears, our longings and our hopes. Sometimes these are expressed in so many different ways. So Lord, in your mercy, hear those prayers. Holy Spirit, present among us. You are with us in our gathering. You are with us in our distancing. Hear our prayers, we pray. Blend our voices together. Unite us as we join together in prayer in this way. And we also pray for our offerings, our financial and our practical giving. We pray that they would be used to share the good news, to share the hope of Jesus to the people around us, in our streets, in our communities, close and afar. And we pray that in everything we do, everywhere we go, that we would honour you. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
One, two, three, four. Lord, we thank you for your presence in this place, for the way you have revealed your love and grace. And as we've taken time, answered for your word. We pray our lives will demonstrate we've heard. Take these feet, may they always follow where you lead. Take these hands, may they reach out, love to those in need. Take these lips, may they speak words of life and hope. Take these hearts, may we know you are everywhere we go. Lord, we thank you for your presence in this place, for the way you have revealed your love and grace. As we've taken time to listen for your word, we pray our lives will demonstrate we've heard. Take these feet, may they always follow where you lead. Take these hands, may they reach out, love to those in need. Take these lips, may they speak words of life and hope. Take these hearts, may we know you are everywhere we go. You go before, you watch behind, you walk beside us. You go before, you watch behind, you walk beside us. You go before, you watch behind, you walk everywhere we go.
We hope this service has brought you some hope today. If you'd like to know more about Adelaide West, please contact me. And prayer is always available. Ring or email, or if you're watching live, press the prayer button. Thank you for being part of this service, and we look forward to meeting together again next week, both in person and online. The gospel is for all, including the cynics. Come and see are words of invitation for us to hear and for us to extend. As we go into this week, may we hear and extend this invitation to come and see where God is at work within the world. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship, friendship and unity of the Holy Spirit be with you, each of you, today and remain with you always. Amen. Blessings on your week.
Love to those in need. Take these lips, may they speak words of life and hope. Take these hearts, may we know you are everywhere we go. You go before, you watch behind, you walk beside us. You go before, you watch behind, you walk beside.